Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending right now here on the Brett Mega Show. We keep it moving. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll update you with all the fun stories in the next 2 minutes because, you know, life is busy. So we're only going to do this for 2 minutes, guys. Shoe company is facing a class action lawsuit over its embarrassingly squeaky shoes.
Oh, they deserve it. Keep moving.
It's your shoes that you wear every day.
My On Cloud?
Yep, On Cloud being sued for squeaky shoes.
I've never had an issue with squeaking. Keep it moving.
You could have told me your we were walking in and I'm like, your shoes are squeaky. You're like, yeah, they squeak all the time.
Those are my Birkenstocks.
Oh, well, apparently.
It's a weird shoe to squeak.
Right.
You know, like air gets in them.
Yeah, air gets into them. Everyone complains about them. Class action lawsuit. And On Cloud actually just said, like, it's normal wear and tear and it's part of the defect. But people think online that they're going to get paid. So if you've ever bought On Clouds before, make sure you pay attention because you can get paid money back.
I've done that before.
I was going to say, I've never done it.
AB's I got done a $20.
What was it from?
Celsius.
From Celsius.
I don't even know why. Yeah. I'm not here for people talking bad on my favorite shoe, but I will be doing the class action if I can get paid a little bit.
A woman claims that she's going to start a podcast with everyone she ever slept with.
That would be interesting.
Kind of a genius idea. She is an actor and a writer in L.A., probably struggling, launched a podcast called The X Appeal, and she's going to track down and interview everyone she's ever had a romantic or sexual relationship with.
How many people are there?
She said, I mean, just anyone
she's
ever...
How long can this podcast go?
I know!
Yeah. Well, I mean, people have numbers, and then
people
anyone... And then she's probably dated a lot of people in her life, and she said, yeah, she's emotional closure, deep understanding what went wrong. She's already gotten 10 X's over a year, and so she's got 10
I think
episodes.
That's going to open up some wounds. She's not going to get closure from that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I will say is that's a clever name, X Appeal. That's good.
They say it ranged from childhood crushes, since you were wondering, and even close in one night stands. But yeah, it'll season one is out.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It is the Brett Mega Show, and we are going to open up our phones to you.
Love that.
No face ID, no password. Words needed. You can just go through our photos on our phones. We'll do a little photo roulette. So Hannah, I hope you deleted all the inappropriate photos you have on there.
Perfect.
Actually, Kevin, make sure all your nudies are deleted.
Yeah,
Kevin,
block those up.
So this is how it works. We put a big wheel in the studio. I put a bunch of random dates on there. Some of them have meaning to my family, like I put my kids' birthdays on there, but put them for different years to see what I was doing years before. Put some Star Wars references for you, Kevin.
Oh, awesome. A lot of May 4ths, huh?
Yeah, May 4ths. So we'll see what dates we get. And whatever date you get, you have to look through your phone immediately and share that photo with the world and tell us what it is. No cheating, okay, guys?
Okay.
Hannah, this is for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
First one, Kevin will love this. May 4th, but 2018. So what were you doing on Star Wars Day? I know you probably were celebrating Star Wars Day. What was May 4th, 2018?
2018 was a wild year for me. Yep. Okay. This checks out.
This is a picture of me and my girlfriend in ski mask driving around. We used to do this all the time.
Drive around in ski mask?
Drive around in ski mask.
We used to be thieves back
then. No, Tuesday night here.
Seriously, this was our thing. We would drive around in ski mask to like drive like past the boys' house that we thought were cute, and we didn't want to be recognized, so we'd wear ski masks. But looking back on it now, if we got caught in ski masks by the boys that we thought were cute, I mean, they would think we were out to kill them.
Yeah.
What if Olivia Rodrigo's song "Drivers"? Like, you know, they driver's drive license? By the house, they driver's license when they drive by the house. I used to drive by your house with a ski mask on. It was a line.
Yeah, she should have made it about us.
All right, since you got Star Wars Day, let's go to Kevin. I'll spin the wheel for Kevin. Whatever date you land on, Kevin, you have to pull up your photos. Hopefully you know how to do that. And we'll pick out the date. April 9th, 2022, Kev. April 9th. Search it in your phone.
I don't know if my wife is going to want me to post this.
Oh, well, that's always good.
Well, it is
Kev's naked.
No. It's a family photo of her family when she and her brother were younger with her parents. And we call it the tinted vision photo because everybody's wearing like tinted sunglasses in the family portrait.
Oh my gosh,
portrait.
That's so funny. It was tinted sunglasses era.
Also, my wife and my mother-in-law have the same perm.
Love that.
Direct quotes. Kevin said it, not us. We said it. Kevin, we just don't want to die.
Oh, wow.
All right. This is fun to play along. So if you get the date, maybe look it up in your phone as we play along. AB, you and I, we're next. We're going to do this. Go through our photo roulette next on the Brett Maga Show. We are allowing for you to scroll through our photos right now. Nothing holding us back. It is the Brett Maga Show. We're doing a little photo roulette. We put a bunch of random dates. Some of them have some meaning to us. Some of them are just completely random dates with random years on there. And we spin the wheel. Whatever date you land on, you immediately have to look through your photos and then post and share and tell everyone about that photo. Hannah used to drive around in ski masks. Kevin posted a photo of his wife's family, which makes him not want to go home.
Classic.
Yeah,
classic.
That one was crazy.
Mm. AB, you're up. You ready?
I'm ready.
AB, your date is July 19th, 2023.
Ooh, okay. Right before we started the show.
Yeah, that was right.
Oh, yeah. Show started in August of 2023.
This is a photo I never thought would see the light of day. My family was in Italy at the time, and we were not used to the time difference and stuff. So my sister and I went to McDonald's really late at night. It was around the corner. And we get there, and they were only speaking Italian to us. And so every question that they would ask us, we would just say yes. So we accidentally ended up buying these McDonald's towels.
And we spent like $50 because we just, we wanted two burgers, but we just spent it all. Cause we were like, yes, yes. We don't know what we're saying. And so we're like naked holding these towels up.
What is you all? No, you're
let's
naked.
See it. Let's
yeah.
see the photo.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
At like 4 a.m. in Italy.
Right, yeah.
All right. AB is like, what? 2 weeks in a row is once again naked on her Instagram.
Yeah, naked. Wow. That's like actual nudity.
Why were you, so is that you using the towel afterwards? Like, are you naked? Actually?
No, I think we just like decided to take our clothes off and just use the towel for some reason.
Man, I'm glad we need.
Hey, okay, girl, Matt.
You wanted to feel like grimace.
What happens in Italy stays in Italy. Well, apparently not.
Apparently not. Now it's up on our Instagram. So if you want to see AB naked in a towel, you can go to our Instagram. All right, I'll do the last one here.
What's happened that?
February 27th, 2016. I don't think I'll be able to top AB's nudity. But this is an interesting date for me. It is 2 days after I got fired for the first time in radio.
Ooh. Love that.
So
iconic.
If you ever wanted to see what it looks like when a man is fired for the first time in his career, a month before I got married, this was a night. It's at 8:30 at night. I am wine wasted, holding a glass of wine.
Oh my god!
Wow. Like
you do not look okay.
I have never seen you. Okay. You look like Edward Cullen. Yeah.
This is a man who's lost his life, people. Yeah. February 27th,
oh my god,
2016 at 8:30 at night. Look like I'm just contemplating.
Your eyes are purple.
Yeah. I am wasted.
Yeah, that brings me quite the joy.
This is what it looked like when you get fired, guys, and you don't know where your life is headed, and you're about to get married, you don't know how you're going to pay for your wedding. I still have wine in the bottle.
Damn, I hope I keep my job because I don't want to look like that.
Why would you say that?
I've never seen you look like that before.
Thanks a lot. Well, if you want to see what a man who looks like he's at the end of a thin rope, that's what it looks like. It's on our Instagram, The Brett Megas Show. Yeah, I can't stop laughing at me. That's the picture I'm going to submit for modeling.
Yeah.
Thank you for kicking off your work week with us here on The Brett Megas Show. We'll get you through the week together. Monday sucks a little less with Hannah's Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up?
If you're in a long-distance relationship and looking for ways to make it better, Dua Lipa shared her advice. I'll let you know her tips and tricks next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Kevin, I know this hashtag might be a little sensitive for you because you love Dua Lipa so much, but her and her fiance actually just shared their secrets to keeping their relationship running really strong when they do long distance. So her fiance, Callum Turner, shared basically two rules they follow. The first one obviously being to FaceTime all the time. Duh. And then the other one's actually the one that like kind of struck a chord with me. It's the rule that it's always worth it. So they think that even if they have like a 48-hour window or they just have like time to fly to each other to like do a dinner or something, that it's worth it. She's obviously like super busy on tour all the time and can be exhausted, but their rule of it's always worth it is kind of what they follow. Any time that they can spend together, they will spend it once again if it's for a long or short period of time. And I thought that was super cute. And I think that even could tie in with their first rule of like FaceTiming. Like they just should talk to each other any chance they can get with their busy lives.
Yeah,
busy
as much as it disappoints me that they're on the same page with this and it's working,
yeah.
I think that that's what you have to be. You have to be on the same page in your long-distance relationship, and they both seem to be. So good luck. I hope it works out.
That was big for you, yeah. Kevin.
I did think it's super cute, but like a little bit unrelatable. And he's like, you just got to fly to each other for like a day. Yeah. Like,
if you can do it, you can do it.
Like, right. I was 7 years long distance, not in my budget. But yeah. I do think the concept of even the little things you have to make the work. But I did think it was like, you know, even if we got 48 hours, we could just go jet setting for 9 hours. Like, okay. Like, but yes, I get what he's saying. I just wish I had a airplane budget that. That's kind of right.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Megas Show. AB said you'd like to go first. You were able to get the question correct the other day. You want to go first or last today?
I'm going
to
go first.
You do?
Oh! Yeah.
Wow, okay. People, let's see if you can keep your streak to see if this is actually true. People are four times more likely to do this on Sundays.
I think they are four times more likely to sleep in.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kevin.
I think it's go to church.
Okay.
I think it's something I did, which was read.
Okay.
Hmm.
Did Hannah, who went last, who usually goes first, get it right? No.
What?
Did AB get it right? Who went first? No. Nobody got it correct. This is still for grabs.
Well,
people are four times more likely to do this on Sundays than any other day. What is it? 855-444-MEGA. See if you can get it right.
855-444-6342. Mega Minds.
All right. Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. People are four times more likely to do this on Sundays than any other day.
Dave texted in and said, have dinner around the table as a family. Augie, it's Augie's birthday. Happy birthday, Augie. Augie texted in and said, go to brunch. And Hattie texted in and said, going grocery shopping.
It is centered around food. Should we count brunch? It is eat breakfast.
Huh. Really? No. I guess that makes
sense. Yeah, people do like a Sunday breakfast after church kind of thing. We make a big Sunday breakfast at our house. Four times more likely to do this because usually they're on the go Monday through Friday. And Saturdays, people just sleep it in and then probably have like soccer practice or something like, oh my God, I got to get going. Yeah, but people are four times more likely to have like a little Sunday breakfast. Mm. AB gave Hannah a book to read last week. Has Hannah even picked up this book? We're going to get an update on Hannah's reading adventures in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. We assigned Hannah a book because she wanted to be a reader. It's the Brett Mega Show. And we had our doubts would she pick up the book. So how we did it is, and we've done this for other people too, here on the Brett Mega Show, if you want to be a reader, you just can't get into a book, the person you turn to is AB. She did it for her sister. She's done it for listeners. She could find a book for anybody. And Hannah said the same thing. I've wanted to always be a reader. I just can't get into any books. So AB, you picked out a book for her. What book did you pick out?
I did. I chose Verity by Colleen Hoover, which if you know Verity, she writes pretty much just romance novels, but this is the one that isn't really a romance novel and it's on the creepier side.
It's like a thriller.
Yes.
Hannah, you had gotten this assigned about a week ago-ish. Have you even picked up the book?
Not even a week. Not even a week. I didn't just pick up the book. I finished it in one day.
Holy cow.
You finished the whole book?
Over 300 pages. I finished the entire thing in one day.
When AB gave her the book, she goes, this is a big book, AB.
Yeah.
She goes,
when we were leaving that day, she goes, this book is thick. And I go, Hannah, that is the length of a normal book. Yeah. And I had my doubts. I will openly admit I am a picky person. I feel like I'm kind of hard to please sometimes. And the way AB described the book, I literally said on air, it's like, this sounds like a historic book.
So yeah, everyone at the concept, do you remember? AB goes, I don't remember what the concept of the book is. I read it so long.
It's been a really long time since I've read this book, but I had so many friends and family who read it recently who were like re-obsessed with it.
What's the concept of the book, Hannah?
The way I would describe this book is a psychotic romance book.
Mm. Okay, so
so it's about Hannah. No wonder I love it.
Exactly.
Also put out there, I would never do any of the things that Verity did in this book, okay?
Okay, but so the premise of the book is a writer is said to finish the writings of another author and discovers a like manuscript of this writer and realizes this writer has a psychotic twisted past and learns about it. And so you start to learn about this psychotic twisted past of this other writer who's a famous writer. And this writer has been assigned to finish like one of their last books. Mm-hmm. So that's the premise of it. And then you get down this windy, twisted road.
Dark and twisted. Spicy too.
I only know because I know a lot of random stuff. And I saw it when my kids were at the library this weekend. I took my kids to the library and I saw it on the shelf. So I picked up and read 10 pages. So I basically know the whole book.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Sure.
I gave a better description. I asked you what the description was. It was crazy.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything because I had nothing spoiled for me.
Well,
so,
you have
yes.
to tell people what the book's about. So
it was fun for me to have no idea really what it was about. Because I didn't read the back of the book. I read nothing. And as I was reading it, it was like my first time soaking it in. So I feel like The only description people need to know is the one I gave. It's a psychotic romance book.
Loved it. Are you going to read any more Colleen Hoover books?
Okay, here's my issue with it. I loved the book so much that I'm fearful to read anything else because I don't think anything else
we'll live up to it.
Could top that book. And I've gotten so, I think I'm going to get so deep in my reading era that yesterday I spent quite some time on Amazon looking up a walking pad so that I can walk and read at the same time. And I think I'm going to get some reading glasses too.
Well, that seems dangerous. But
right.
Great recommendation.
I love this.
Great recommendation.
We got a reader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.